689 West Road, Overport. For all your inquiries, contact Hussein Sheikh on 208-1601. The Al Ansar Bookshop.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم بارك لنا في شهر رمضان اللهم اغفر لنا في شهر رمضان اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this evening's Q&A program as we welcome this 21st night of Ramadan Mubarak 1430. Yes, for this evening's Q&A, we'll be joined by Fadilatul Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Hussein Ilyasab, Hafizahullah. And whatever questions you may have, you could text those questions to me on 082-729-7408. Wassalamu ala manittaba al-huda to our non-Muslim listeners, and we welcome you to Islam. And would also like to give you an opportunity to text your questions to us. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah once again for joining us for the Q&A program. Mufti Sahib, to begin with our Q&A today, plus quite a few text messages we have received requesting Mufti Sahib could explain what Laylatul Qadr or the term Qadr literally means.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before I start, we must know we're starting 15 minutes late. Alhamdulillah, I don't know why we're starting late. Maybe Hafiz are eating too much. Nevertheless, that 15 minutes has been lost. Qadr, originally, if you look 10 years ago, everybody was translating this word as Laylatul Qadr, a night of power. Now, we should translate also Laylatul Qadr, a night of Taqdeer. Taqdeer, because if you look at it carefully, this is the night wherein the Taqdeer of man is finalized, it is sealed, it is written. Contrary to the common belief that that takes place in the 15th of Shaban. In the 15th of Shaban, the Shabi Barat, the bill is presented, but the finalization of it, according to most of the Mufassireen, takes place in Laylatul Qadr. So that is why it is an important night, significant night, and alhamdulillah that we should increase our ibadat individually at home during these nights.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next text that has come in pertaining to Laylatul Qadr, wanting to know what is actually decreed on this particular night.
When we say decree, we mean everything. Who is going to be born, who is going to die, where the person is going to die, what provision is going to get, and how the provision is coming, and the fortunate, misfortunate activities of the person. So all those things which were generally narrated at length for Shab-e Barat actually takes place now, and all those listings, like your now your books are reopening and old books are closing, etc., that is all taking place in Qadr, Laylatul Qadr.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Next text says, if one did not fast during Ramadan, does one still have to pay Sadaqatul Fitr?
Sadaqatul Fitr is for every Muslim. Every Muslim should pay Sadaqatul Fitr, irrespective of whether that person fasted or did not fast, and irrespective whether fasting was obligatory upon that Muslim. As long as you're a Muslim, on Eid day, you pay Sadqatul Fitr.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Next text says that I have not discharged my Sadqatul Fitr for many years. I don't have any reason. What should I do? I regret for not discharging it.
First of all, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has granted you the ability to realize that you're supposed to have discharged your Sadqatul Fitr, which you have not done. That is a great boon from Allah Ta'ala. And we make dua that all those who have don't make salat, they come in that direction. All those who haven't paid zakat, they also realize. And this person, Alhamdulillah, should make tawbah, istighfar, and calculate how much of Sadqatul Fitr is due. After calculating it, to take that money and distribute it to the recipients of zakat as he would have normally done.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. The next text says, what is the deadline for paying Sadqatul Fitr?
Deadline for paying Sadqatul Fitr is, you should not go to the Eidgah prior to paying your Sadqatul Fitr. So deadline is the Eidgah or performance of Eid Salah.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Moving on, it's 6:36. The next text that has come in, it says, can we read three different surahs in the first rakat? That is the complete question.
You can read three complete different surahs. If you notice in Tarawih Salat, that when it comes to the 30th para, then the Hafizab leading the Tarawih Salat, he combines the surahs. At times he combines 2, 3, 4, and the shorter surahs, he starts combining them 3, 4 at a time. So it is absolutely permissible to combine surahs and read them.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next text that has come in, what is the reward for those that sit in Nafil and Sunnah Itikaf?
First of all, we must understand that it is very good to sit in Nafil or Sunnat Etikaf. A reward, if you look at Fazail Amal, the section on the Fazail Ramadan and the section on those who sit in Etikaf, their trenches expanding over 500 years separate the person sitting for Etikaf and Jahannam. And also fire of Jahannam is now kept away from this person. Also, he is rewarded from all activities that normally a Muslim will do, for example, attending of Salat Janazah, visiting of Sikh. However, Sunnat and Mawqida Alal Kifaya, this etikaf is Sunnat and Mawqida Alal Kifaya and should not turn out to be a party, which is now happening in most masajids where there is 40, 50 people sitting. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat for itikaf and no one sat with him. That is why the ulama have classified it sunnat and mawqida ala al-kifaya. Also, that to sit on the 21, 23, 25, 27, 29 and go in the masjid and sit down and make nafil itikaf is not, I repeat, not proven in Sharia. Night virgil is not proven in Sharia.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. The next text, yes, it says, Mufti Sahib can kindly explain that about the mazhabs, that I am totally confused about Hanafi, Shafi, and so on.
We have written many books on this on our website, alislam.co.za. You go and see why follow one Imam of Fiqh. Taqleed made easy. Beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every action is loved by Allah. His walking, sitting, talking, his performance of salat in various ways. Now, if you look at the mazhabs, Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, they encompass all of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's actions. So if you are a Hanafi, you should stick to being a Hanafi. If you're a Shafi, you stick to be a Shafi, and that is the safe way Shah Waliullah Dehlvi Rahmatullah Alayhi said that in this age, because of the people following whims and fancies, and because people do not have the capacity and ability to make ijtihad on their own, so it is wajib for them to follow one imam of jurisprudence. That is the view of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. The next text says, it is said that the shayateen are fasting during Ramadan, they are chained, yet one sees Muslims indulging in vices during the sacred month. Please comment on this, Mufti Sahib.
Before I comment on that, the last time someone asked about Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, in our own book which we have written about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is written that Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was married twice before marrying Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from those marriages she had two sons and a daughter. Now, shayateen rebellion, it is stated first of all, rebellious shayateen are chained up. Not all shayateen. So that means there are some shayateen, they are still around, number one. Secondly, that if you look at a fan, and the fan, you put the fan on and the fan is running and turning and moving around. Now when you put the fan off, the fan does not immediately stop. The fan keeps on spinning. Similarly, shaitan is spinning man in sin for 11 months. So man is transgressing, spinning around like a top for 11 months. So when shaitan is removed, that person carries on spinning until, alhamdulillah, he repents sincerely, reforms totally, then he got a chance to become a good Muslim.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. The next text says, when I'm reading my salah, sometimes I forget how many rakats I've read. What do I do in this matter?
Take the lower count and stick to it. For example, you are in salah and you don't know whether you read 3 or 2. Take the lower count, 2, and stick to it even if you are wrong in your estimation, even if you are wrong in your approximation, even if you are wrong, you will be going on the right path. Otherwise, shaitan is going to take advantage over you and put you in doubt always. So you better control this. Sooner or later, if you do not control it, you will have problem in wuzu, in toilet, you will think I never wash myself properly. You'll come out in wuzu, you think I never wash, I forgot to wash my hand. Did I wash my left leg, or did I wash behind the right shin, or did I make the masah properly? All those would start happening. So address the situation before it goes out of hand and say the lower figure, peg it, and carry on with life.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Next text that we have, it says that why did Almighty Allah Ta'ala give this ummah the night of power?
First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to repent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for an excuse to forgive us. And in the light of the hadith, you see that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about those 4 men of the Bani Israel, and they made lengthy ibadat. So we do not have that age. Like the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, their ages were long, lengthy. Hazrat Dua alayhi salam, his preaching was for 950 years. So previously, the previous ummah's ages were lengthy, 100 years, 200 years. So Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, Allah bless them, they said to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how are we going to compete with those who fasted and went to jihad and made ibadat? So Allah Jalla Majdahu gave us this night of Qadr, where we, if we make our Isha, Tarawih, and Salah, and Jamaah, and make our Fajr, Salah, and Jamaah, we get so much of a reward like those previous ummah who continuously, without gaps, worshipped for hundreds of years.
JazakAllah Honorable Mufti sir, next query is, it says Laylatul Qadr is one of the odd nights during the last 10 nights. However, we normally start fasting one day after Saudi Arabia. So which night is Laylatul Qadr?
Allah's mercy is infinite. Allah's treasures are infinite, meaning limitless, endless. His bounties are endless. His treasures are endless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the time variation, He can give, and He is giving Laylatul Qadr to those in Saudi on a different night and us on a different odd night. The treasures of Allah are unlimited. But do not analyze from our minds the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of the differences, if you see one of my kitabs is called Kitab al-Sawm, there I've discussed about the variant Eid Salats, that the people of Mecca were having Eid, and the people of were still going to have Eid, and the people of Syria were still fasting. And Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and whom, etc., did not object to the variant moon sightings. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us Eid, Laylatul Qadr, Shab-e Barat, or different nights. And also, I am of the opinion that let alone the whole country experiencing Laylatul Qadr on one night, I am of the opinion that every individual perhaps can have his own Laylatul Qadr night. For one person, he may feel 21st was very good for him, and another 25.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. The next text, basically, they would like to know, is it possible that one year Laylatul Qadr could be on one of the odd nights, another year another odd night? Is there any consensus of the ulama on this?
There was a program we did together, and Radio Al-Ansar has got a CD on it, that I brought over 40 reasons why Laylatul Qadr could be on the 27th night. After giving 40 odd reasons, we stated clearly that this is a probability, this is a possibility. But yes, I also do know that there are some brothers who have got some estimations in their minds that if Ramzan starts on a Monday, then Laylatul Qadr should be, for example, on the 21st, and so on. All these are estimations. Allah's mercy is immense, and every year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the power to change the Laylatul Qadr 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. Therefore, it is our individual responsibility at home to seek the night out.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. That brings us to 6:48. It's our Q&A program with our esteemed scholar and guest, Fadila Tushir. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas Sahib, Hafizahullah. The Q&A SMS line number is 082-729-7408. 082-729-7408. Mufti Sahib, the next text that has come in, yes, it's this person wants to know about the word Kareemun in the dua for Laylatul Qadr. Is it permissible to use the word Kareemun?
Yes, it is permissible. I think in some of the manuscripts of Tirmidhi, this word is coming. I made some research on this, and I remember once I asked Hafiz Sahib to check it also. Okay. And now I think there are some manuscripts of Tirmidhi Sharif which have got this word Kareem there. So if you read it, no problem.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Next text has come in. This person says that due to me traveling with public transport day after day, I'm only reaching my residence about 15 or 20 minutes after the Maghrib Azan. Can I still perform my Maghrib Salah at that particular time?
Allah Ta'ala make it very easy for you. Allah Ta'ala reward those who are traveling in such stringent conditions and still fasting and concerned about their fast. And Allah will reward you tremendously. You should open your fast, obviously, whilst you are in the conveyance. And then when you reach home, remember there is enough time for you, sufficient time for you to make your Maghrib Salah, because Maghrib will last generally 1 hour, 10 minutes after sunset.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Next SMS says, can we read Taraweeh Awwabin and Tahajjud Salah in rakats of fours instead of twos?
Yes, it is absolutely permissible to do so. If you look at our book Taraweeh in detail, you can get it on the website alislam.co.za. There we have quoted of Fatwa Mahmoudia, who has quoted of Kabiri, that it Nafil Salat in the night can be made in the units of 2, 4, 6, 8. But in the daytime, Nafil Salat should be made in the units of 2, 4, 6, not 8.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. The next text comes from a female. She says, on these odd nights or the last 10 nights of Ramadan Mubarak, if one is exempted from performing the Salah and keeping fast, is there any du'as that they could read whilst in the state of haze?
Whilst they are in the state of menstruation, then they should sit on the musalla or sit on the bed, sit in a relaxed position, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can even read the Rabbanas with the intention of du'as. They can read the Rabbanas with the intention of du'as. And Hafizah, you can read the Laylatul Dua, Qadr Dua with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Well, she asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if I am seeking the night, then which dua to read? That dua, Hafizah, read for them. They should memorize that dua and read that dua in abundance.
JazakAllah Mufti Sahib. That's the one. Allahumma innaka afuun تحب العفو فاعفو عني.
اللهم
إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعفو عني. Mufti Sahib, the next text that has come, I have never performed the Tahajjud Salah. It's the first time I've heard on radio that it's always announced that Suhoor and Tahajjud ends. How do I go about with this Tahajjud Salah?
Allah Ta'ala reward you that you got some fikr now concerned to make the Tahajjud Salah. However, that worry also of your Qaza Salah, those Salahs that you missed, and give preference to it. But Tahajjud Salah is the best Salat after Farz Salah. Tahajjud Salat is the best Salah after Farz Salah. Before Sehri ends. Hafsa, what time Sehri ends there?
Mufti Sahib, tomorrow morning our Sehri ends at 4:35.
See, before 4:35, you make wuzu and you make minimum 2 rakats of salah. So before 4:35, you make wuzu, make 2 rakats how you normally make 2 rakats of salat. You call that salat al-tahajjud and you make dua to Allah. Allah will grant a lot of peace, tranquility in the heart, and you will feel a strange effect when you start becoming regular in performance of Salat al-Tahajjud.
Mufti Sahib, JazakAllah for that. The next text comes from a Mu'allima. She would like to know that there is a lady who would like to accept Islam. How does she go about inviting this lady to Islam or making her read the Shahada? What are the requirements for this, Mufti Sahib?
This is a very important question. First of all, that concerning propagation and preaching of deen, they go to my website. There are a lot of kitabs under the section of Dawah. An invitation to Islam is one. Why accept Islam is another. Islam the easy way. Islam the balanced way. All are there. Use them. But the masala that has cropped up, and I would like to explain, that when a person says that I want to accept Islam, you cannot delay that person. It is written somewhere that when a person wants to accept Islam, then you must tell him to make ghusl, then you take him to the local Maulana, and then he is officiating, and then he becomes a Muslim. This is absolutely the wrong procedure. We must understand this. I will explain it. This is completely wrong procedure. which it is written, an example is given, and I'll quote the example, that if the Imam of Juma, the Khatib of Juma, he is standing and giving the khutbah of Juma. Can you imagine the scene? The Khatib of Juma is giving the khutbah of Juma, and a person walks in the masjid, and he addresses the Khatib. He addresses the one giving the sermon, and he says, "Oh Khatib, I want to accept Islam." The Khatib, the sermon giver, says, "Wait until the Salat is over." It is written clearly that we fear that the Khatib may pass away without Iman. The Khatib may pass away without Iman for delaying that person from entry into Islam. So there is no such thing. Once a person wants to accept Islam, you don't have to be an alima, you don't have to be knowledgeable, nothing. You don't have to wait for the night or the day. You don't have to wait for him to make ghusl or wuzu. You make him read the shahada, you explain to him the shahada, and he is in Islam. Late Mufti Mahmud Rahmatullah Alayhi, he quoted the ayat, لا يكلّ نفس إلا وسعها, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give a soul a load that he cannot carry or have burden on, burden with. So, he's got the burden of kufr. He wants to get rid of it, and you're not helping him to get rid of it. So you'll be accountable if you don't make him a Muslim forthwith, immediately, with urgency.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Next SMS says, what happens to the soul of the person who has taken his own life in this holy month? Will he get Jannah? Was stressed with wife and money problems.
First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from suicide, drugs, and all these wrong activities. The person who is going to be relieved from the punishment of the grave does not refer to the person who took his own life. However, the person who has taken his own life, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, we should make kafan dafan, meaning give him ghusl, give him kafan, and bury that person but the normal, reputed, pious, righteous imam should not make the salat-e janaza. Any odd person should make the salat-e janaza. It is even written in Hanafi books that the person who committed suicide should be buried in the side of the grave as a deterrent and a lesson. But however, we cannot do that. This age, the person who has committed suicide, for him, you can make isali sawab, you can make dua and maghfirat for that person.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. The next text says, Mufti Sahib, we're just going to edit that text. Yes, the next one. It's pertaining to Sadqatul Fitr. Who can you give this to your family members who are very, very poor?
Yes. Provided, obviously, the father won't give the son won't give the father, they won't give your grandparents, you can give your brothers and sisters, nephews and nieces.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Next text says, can a person give zakat to his brother who is going for a kidney transplant, can't work, does he have to know it's zakat?
You can give your brother the zakat who is extremely poor and now cannot afford this operation, and you do not have to tell him it is zakat. You can tell him it is a gift, you can tell him it is a loan, etc.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Next SMS says, it says, can the English Quran be read without wudu or when a female is menstruating? The translation is.
If the non-Arabic, that means the textual Arabic, classical Quranic Arabic, if the non-Arabic is more than the Arabic, the Quranic Arabic, then you can hold it without wuzu, and you can read it. But in all cases, it is better to have wuzu.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Next text says, what can I do as my husband is refusing for many years to divorce me?
First of all, why do you want a divorce? Because it is stated clearly, if the lady who is demanding divorce from her husband he is invoking the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if you have got a valid case, then take it to the KLI, take it to the crisis center, take it to the Jamiat, put it down on paper, let them address it, that why is your husband not giving you divorce, whereas you feel that it is time for him to give you the divorce.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Next text says, my mother is a Sayyid, in bracket it says surname, and wants to know if she is allowed to give fidya and fitra to her brother who is less fortunate.
So if you got a surname, Sayyid, but you are not from the Banu Hashim, but you are not from the Banu Hashim clan, you are not from the Banu Hashim tribe, if you are not a true Sayyid, then you can give your brother. But if your brother and yourself are true Sayyids, proper, authentic, or reliable Sayyids, then you cannot give them zakat money.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. That brings us to a minute after 7. Next SMS says, can I give clothes that have been worn once as zakat?
Yes, you can if you evaluate it properly. You evaluate it properly and you can give it part of your zakat.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Next text says, what is the correct adab if one yawns or sneezes in salah?
For yawning is to take your hand and put it on your mouth, but you will not take the palm portion, you will take the outer palm portion and put it on over your mouth. And sneezing, obviously you are going to sneeze, and again the same procedure, but not to say Alhamdulillah.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Is it possible to sit for nafil etikaf in the odd nights?
Is it possible?
Yes, that's what it says. Is it possible? Or I guess it is permissible.
It's possible also, and it is permissible, but I am saying clearly, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala from Ajmain did not go and sit in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the odd nights. There is no proof of this. Go home, sit at home. That is proven. There is an article on my website. Ask for it. Gathering in the masjid in auspicious nights. There is no proof Sahaba gathered on auspicious nights in the masajids.
JazakAllah Mufti Sahib. Next text says, what is the difference between fitra money and zakat money?
Sadqatul fitra is upon every Muslim. On every Muslim. Male, female, young, old. But zakat is a obligation, and alhamdulillah tomorrow also we continue between 10 and 11 on zakat, that is an obligation on the Muslim who is sahib and nisab, who is wealthy.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. We just want to know if we could continue. Mufti Sahib is going to be leaving for Isha shortly. It's about 7:03.
Now I have to go eat.
Okay. Mufti Sahib, we actually thought we'd give Mufti Sahib time after Maghrib for the meal. But Mufti Sahib, JazakAllah, I'm sure we'll continue inshallah next week. Shukran Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum. That was Mufti Afzal Hussain Idyasa for the Q&A program. 7:03 as we enter the first odd night from the last 10 nights of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And the dua, as we've received many SMSs for Laylatul Qadr, is the following. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. The translation is, O Allah, you are oft forgiving, very generous, you love to forgive, so forgive me. We will conclude this evening's program with this dua once again, and a very special thanks to Bilal for his assistance. We see Sister Aisha is also here. Well, thank her for her assistance, and to you the listeners for tuning into this program and for your SMSs. Well, every time, I think on a daily basis, we are getting between 60 to 80 questions a day.
We hope that inshallah we manage to get answers to all those questions. And if not, you could call the offices of the Jamiat in whichever area that you live in. And I'm sure the alim or the ulama will be able to assist you. The dua for Laylatul Qadr once again.
اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عني
في أمان الله مع السلامة السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at around 4:25.
الصلاة والسلام عليك عليك يا الصلاة والسلام عليك عليك يا
Opinions expressed by the guests and presenters of Radio Al Ansar are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Al Ansar Foundation.
Advertise with Tabloid Newspapers, KwaZulu-Natal's largest independent community newspaper. With 10 publications and over 400 copies delivered free, we can provide you a target media solution to grow your business. Telephone 031-5811-800 now. Tabloid Newspapers, delivering the news to your door first.
Radio Al Ansar.
حان وقت أذان صلاة العشاء بتوقيت